Here we are back on the internet through BBS Radio, the Monday evening hour with Winfrey in Sedona. Terry Brown will also participate with this call. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in Paradise, California. Today it is Monday, June the 18th, 2018. Thank you for being here, for listening to this. I do not know what the topic is going to be or what we will be doing tonight. Let's just wait and see. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. Every time you hear a ding, that is somebody calling in live on the phone line. And as usual, every day we have the Whole Planet Healing call. Right after this call, 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Savings Time. And you can find some information and the phone number. It's only per conference call. You can find it at wholeplanethealing.com. Wholeplanethealing.com, W-H-O-L-E. And if you want to make a note of the phone number while I'm speaking, please get pen and paper ready. The phone number is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. I repeat one more time, 712-770-4340. Access code 250-513-pound. 7 days a week, 7 p.m. Pacific, we have the Whole Planet Healing call. And I know it makes really a significant difference doing this. I'm positive. It's a service to the highest good of all concerned, to the oneness which we are. We do, during the Whole Planet Healing, usually Win reads some material from a channeling, and then we do when leads the healing session, putting global issues into the love light, like earthquakes and politics and whatever is going on this planet. And of course, while you are there, you can just put for yourself your own issues into this energetic space that's being created on the call. So I recommend it to anyone listening to take advantage of this and to be of service in this way for yourself and for the highest good of all. And we are 3 minutes away from the hour. We're on early, nice. Let's just wait for people to show up over here. I can play a little tune, but it won't last long probably. See what happens. This is Bob Seger. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being here.
It's my pleasure.
All right. And I welcome those people that are listening in online through BBS. Thank you for being here. And the doors are wide open. We are waiting for more people to jump in. And of course, we wait for to become present. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is David and Valerie from Livermore, California. Hello, everybody.
Hello. Is it David and Valerie?
Yeah, Valerie's in the house right now, but she'll be out in a second. But yeah, this is her and I together.
All right. Thank you for being here, David.
Thank you.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Kathleen. I'm going to conference Dr. Art in, okay? So
all right. Sounds good. Thank you for being here, and thank you for doing that.
Okay, Art, are you there?
Yep.
Okay, so Heiss is asking for everybody to identify themselves, so go ahead.
Hello, Dr. Art.
Dr. Art Franklin in Hampton, Virginia.
Thank you for being here, Dr. Art.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hi.
This is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi.
Good evening to you, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you.
And let's see, we had another person join in. Feel free to say name and location.
Valerie from Livermore.
Valerie, good evening. Welcome. And the next person, welcome to you. Please say name and location.
Hi, this is Terry from Dallas.
Welcome to the call, Terry.
Thank you, guys.
The next person that joined in, we welcome you. Please say name and location.
Hi, Susan in Virginia.
Hi, Hello. Susan in Virginia. Welcome.
Hi, hi.
Hello, Susan.
Hello.
Where do you live in Virginia, Susan?
In the city of Fairfax, Northern Virginia.
Oh, Northern Virginia, okay.
What about you?
Dr. Art, I'm down in Hampton.
Oh, by the way, you sounded really good. Good to hear you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have you had
another person? Good, except for the dizziness.
Your name and location.
Roger, Austin.
Welcome to the call, Roger. Good evening.
Good evening, everybody.
Hey, Roger.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm back.
Welcome back, Wanda.
Hello.
I welcome to the next person. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi, from Sedona.
Positive greetings to you, Raiden. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, sir, for being here.
What's the weather like in Sedona?
Let me see. Sunny, blue skies, maybe about, I don't know, 82 or something.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds nice. Somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's Helen and Bella in Virginia.
Helen and Bella. Hi, Bella and Helen. Welcome.
Bella said, thank you for the Sunday music.
All right.
She listened.
Great, great, great. People, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Heiss, everybody.
Well, welcome to the call, Don.
Thanks.
Hi, Don.
Hello, Don.
Hi, everybody.
Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Terry in Sedona.
Welcome to the call, Terry Brown.
Thank you.
Hi, Terry.
Thank you.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hello, Terry.
Hi.
Hello. Happy solstice to you, Terry.
Okay.
Vin is 4 minutes late at this point.
Is Vin here?
He's not here.
Oh. Let me go and see what's going on.
Have you ever spanked him? Terry?
What?
Did you ever spank Vin?
Kind of personal, isn't it?
It's funny.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please be patient. It was two people joining, and if you want to, feel free to say your name and location.
Hi, it's Prudy in North Carolina.
Hi, Prudy. Welcome.
Thank you, Heiss. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Don.
All right.
Warning to all you light workers, watch out. The reptiles are really out to get us.
Who's that?
From Love Valley,
in what,
Saskatchewan.
Oh, in what respect?
Okay.
How are they out to get us?
Oh, they're just out to diminish us and make all kinds of problems in our way so that we can't do our work.
I know.
They constantly interrupt us while we're doing our work. They beg for our work and then make problems with it.
That means we're doing something they don't like. That's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
But once we do something, the next few days afterwards is hell to pay for us because of the way we feel, because of the way they treated us.
So you're suffering.
They first treat you just like you're the wonder of the world, and then in the end, they trash you.
Devious.
When you give them the news and the truth, they just can't accept it, and then they're not validating anything that you did.
They're operating on a lower frequency, and so you have to rise above that and just forget about them. Try to forget about them, and they don't exist. And you have the power believe it and just say, you know what, I don't believe in you, and that's what it's going to be about in the end anyway. Okay, you're above them, and when they come towards you, they're not going to be able to hurt you. Okay?
That's right.
Your frequency is higher than theirs.
Stand
strong. We've been enlightened. That DNA they have has not been enlightened like ours has.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, Braden.
Thank you.
And I welcome those folks that are listening in through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. We wait for our host, Winfrey, to become present. I see the helicopters up there now, so it won't take long.
He must have ate the wrong food yesterday. So he's late today.
All the top heads of all the corporations are having reptilian blood, and it trickles down into the staff and the administration, and there's no consideration for human life. Okay, so that's where all the retirement and everything has gone away. They can fire you for no reason at all, and that's what it is. It's a low-frequency existence, and you don't live in that anymore. Okay, so that's going to go away, and that's what the split is all about, is that's going to be different. You're going to be living in, they're going to disappear from your life, and they're not even going to know that you existed before. So that's the way it's supposed to happen. Thanks.
All right.
Now, that's not what our sources said.
I heard a source say that. So that's, tell me, let's talk about it. And let me hear that.
Who is that?
David from Livermore with Valerie. David Valerie.
Oh, David. Okay.
Hi. I'm going to mute myself.
Okay.
Hi, Wayne. Welcome.
Well, hi. Terry just came in and spanked me. What was that all about?
Right.
Good going, Terry.
Did she use a magazine with Trump's picture on it?
The magazine.
You don't watch the news, you don't know what that is.
No. All right. Well, I'm not ready.
You sound like Max Minos.
I'm what?
Your sound is doable, but not the greatest.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Wynn.
Who's that?
I'm sorry, David.
David Fitzsimmons?
David Wilkes.
David Wilkes. Hi, David.
Hey, Wynn, how are you?
There's as many Davids as there are Terrys.
There's only one Valerie.
David, are you Valerie's husband?
No, we're best friends.
Okay.
We're sitting on my back porch looking over the Livermore Valley and enjoying the weather and just waiting for your show to come on. And hello, everybody.
Well, I'm glad Valerie found somebody that could understand her.
All right, right. Yes, I think, the law of attraction, that's really hard at work in our relationship. When I put a round peg into a square hole, and it just fits. We try to break up, and it doesn't work. We belong together. So we deal with it. So,
well,
we're supposed to be together. We're both 22 and number 8. And, together we're doing, we can make anything happen. Basically, create our own environment, our own.
Anyway, what about the reptilians? He was there to answer.
Yeah, you were asking what the reptilian thing was about. Yeah. Somebody was mentioning about that they were tired of the reptiles keeping them down. And I just said, well, we have to realize that we're rising, we're raising our vibrations, and we're not even going to be intermingling with them, and you can just forget about them, and they'll just go away. They don't exist. As far as Doris Tanner goes, nothing really exists except for what's in front of your eyes that you create. So,
well, I think this is a good topic, as any, and it kind of fits in with what I was going to talk about. So we'll include it, okay, in the flow.
Cool.
All right?
Okay.
And is Dr. Art here?
Yes, I am.
Hello, Dr. Art. Have you figured out what planet you're from yet?
What planet I'm from? I guess I'm from this one. That's all I know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, probably another one out there is the one.
Yeah. What are you laughing about?
About Dr. Art laughing.
About what?
About Dr. Art laughing.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me laughing.
Every time we get him to laugh, we add a couple of years to his life. There we go.
Don't
there's two more
that.
Years.
Don't want to do that. Yeah, I don't want to do that. Adding it to it, that'll be good.
Do you have a good joke for us today, Dr. Art?
I can't think of one right now.
What am I going to do with you?
I used to tell jokes all the time, but I haven't been doing it for a few years, so...
Mm-hmm.
Forget.
All right.
You need the old cheer-up committee.
Let's see who can make Dr. Art laugh, okay?
Yeah.
Well, there we go. I did it. I made him laugh again.
Yeah.
He needs to go find his inner child.
Kathleen, don't.
Who's that?
Susan.
Susan. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, gosh. I hope I don't butcher this. I feel like the spotlight's on me now. I don't trust Adams. You know why?
Because you were Eve.
They make up everything.
That was
I like my answer better, but you didn't make Dr. Art laugh, okay?
Uh-oh, he's still thinking about it. Should I tell it again?
No. let's give Kathleen a chance to tell the joke and make him laugh.
Can it be a dirty joke?
I don't know, Mark. Can it be a dirty joke? Are you more susceptible?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
We're not running the tape recorder yet. Who's got a dirty joke?
I got one.
Now, when I was a kid. When my father used to say, "You want to hear a dirty joke?" I'd say, "Yes." Yeah. And he'd say, "A boy fell in the mud." No, I made him laugh.
Yeah.
And he said,
"Here it is."
Yeah.
Didn't hear your punchline, Brent.
A boy fell in the mud.
That's good.
That's great. That's so
now, I'll tell you a true story. My mother used to always read my homework before I turned it in, right?
Yeah.
And so one day, this is a true story. One day she's reading my homework, and she breaks out laughing, right? And my father's there, and he doesn't know what's so funny. So I was writing a sentence. And the sentence was, "My mother washes my father's shirts." Okay? But I left the R out of shirt.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, here's one for you. Why do blondes tiptoe past medicine cabinets?
What's
so
that?
They don't wake up the sleeping pills.
Right. How do you keep a blonde busy?
How?
I don't know.
Write "flip" on both sides of a sheet of paper.
Oh my God!
Oh, we got him on there. You got 6 more years, all right?
Yeah, okay. Again.
Okay, here's another one. How do you keep a blonde in the shower all day?
How?
Hand her a bottle of shampoo that says "lather, rinse, repeat."
Oh my God!
Why did the blonde get so excited about finishing a jigsaw puzzle in 6 months? Because the box said it was for 2 to 4 years.
Oh my God!
Give me the answer again.
Because the box said it was for 2 to 4 years.
Oh, 2 to 4 years, yeah.
Meaning, you know, it's for the children that are aged 2 to 4.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. And on that note, girl, why are there so many blonde jokes? Because the brunettes and redheads have nothing better to do.
I take offense to that.
Because what?
The economy is so bad that I got a pre-declined credit card in the mail. The CEOs are now playing miniature golf in their office.
What is every blonde's dream in life?
If the bank returns your check marked insufficient funds, you have to call them and ask them, "Is it mine or yours?"
Yeah.
Oh, God.
If anyone is listening on BBS and they want to call up and try the Dr. R challenge, just call. what is
and Matchbox stocks are trading higher than GM. And McDonald's is selling quarter-ounces instead of pounders.
Who is that funny person?
What is everyone's dream in life?
All people from Canada are funny.
What?
Well, in Beverly Hills in Malibu, they're firing their nannies and getting to learn their children's names now.
Yeah.
What is every blonde's dream in life?
Oh. I know
to be like Vanna White and actually learn the alphabet.
That's enough.
How do you know if Don's been using your computer?
I think we're about to be muted.
Well, we got people listening on VBS.
Wait a minute. Don't you want to know how you know if a blonde's been using your computer or not?
No, yes, how?
You'll find whiteout all over the screen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Motels, okay, they're not leaving their lights on anymore.
Huh?
And the mafia is laying off their judges.
Home of the show.
Well, you know what? When I read Gary Friedman's book, The Man Who Walked with Jesus, one of the things that struck me was how Jesus liked to party and would have a lot of fun and drink with everybody. So that's kind of what we're doing now, right?
Cool. Yeah.
Yep.
So you guys who are listening on BBS, who are waiting for the heavy-duty metaphysical stuff to come in. Well, I might come in. I do have some amazing things to share.
One last one. This is a good one. Why do blondes stare at orange juice containers for hours on end?
Oh, my God. Again?
Oh, my God.
That's concentrate.
Because they're so
That's it, isn't it?
What's the answer?
Concentrate.
Because they had to concentrate. It said it was concentrate.
Why do blondes stare at orange juice containers for hours on end? Because they say concentrate.
Okay.
Why did the blonde put her iPad in the blender?
Why?
I don't know.
She was trying to make apple juice.
Oh.
we got another laugh from Art. Antonio, where's your joke? Are you on the line, Antonio?
I don't think so.
Is Prudence on the line?
How about a limerick?
Oh, yeah.
Limerick.
Wait
a second. Let me see if Prudence wants to tell a joke. And then we'll go to a limerick.
I don't have a joke.
Well,
I don't have one.
You don't have it loaded up
in the brain.
Who has a joke that their parents told them?
I don't think my parents ever told me a joke.
Well, my father told me jokes. Why did the chicken cross... Why did the chicken cross the road?
To get to the other side.
Get to the other side.
Right.
No, because KFC was there.
Right?
He was volunteering, right? They were going to have an Illuminati sacrifice of a chicken for KFC. All right. Well, there's more people coming on. And those of you that are coming on, everybody's being very silly today, okay? Which is a good change of pace for the world we're in, right? And
exactly.
Let's see.
Laughter is the best medicine to keep you under brain control.
Right.
What is laughter?
Laughter is the best medicine.
Yeah.
When you're in the hospital and you're really, really, really sick, you know, and you're trying to recover from whatever operation or whatever, even though you don't want to laugh, laughter's still the best medicine.
True. Mm-hmm.
been there.
Well, you know,
too many times.
If you guys heard the story of my sister when she had her Elohim miracle, you know, when she was in the nursing home.
Do you want to start the recording or not?
Oh, all right, we'll start the recording.
This conference is being recorded.
This is June 18th, 2018. This is our Monday night Seat of Chance call. And those of you that are tuning in, for some reason, everyone got on a binge telling jokes. And they did it because Dr. Art is in the hospital. They made the supposition that anyone who can make Dr. Art laugh would add 2 years to his life. And so everyone was competing. So he's going to be around for at least 10 years, I think.
Yeah, at least that tonight, anyway.
At least.
Hope I'm not here for 10 years. That's for sure.
Hello.
Well, hello.
Hi, this is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Is this the Winfrey?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I finally got through. Okay, thank you.
Have you been listening to our show today?
No, I could not get through. I couldn't find the right number, and finally I called a number that gave me this number, so.
Uh-huh. Well, Elizabeth, hello? Elizabeth is a very cool person.
Oh,
she lived. See, you are. You know what? She lives in, let me see. I forget what city. What city?
McMinnville. Can you hear
what
me?
What state? Yeah, what state?
Oregon.
In Oregon. Near Portland, right?
Near, yes.
And Elizabeth, you're coming in on one of the crazier Monday night calls. You know, just everyone's letting off steam. And Dr. R. Franklin is on the line, and he's been in the hospital now for quite some time.
Oh,
and
almost 6 months. Huh?
6 months. And his children have kind of given up on him. So he's been coming into our calls, and really enjoying himself, and he keeps getting better and better when he comes into our calls. So,
oh, of course.
So today I said, anyone who can make Dr. Art laugh, anyone who can make Dr. Art laugh is going to add 2 years to his life.
Yay!
Okay? So he laughed at least 5 or 6 times.
Oh, God,
so
he's going to have a long, long life.
So that was good. Hey, you know, Elizabeth contacted us today because, tell people why you contacted me.
Well, I got introduced to the Law of One, and I've just been a student of it ever since. And so I've been always seeking and learning all my life, and it just resonates. And so I just want to learn more.
Yeah. But she opened up a spiritual center in her city, right?
Yeah, actually it's in Lafayette, and it's a place where I offer all kinds of interesting equipment for people to use to get well. But I'm learning, though, that the world of the wonderful and wondrous is just at bay, so it's beyond my machine.
So she called up to sell wellness pendants in her center, which she's going to do. She put in an order. And then we were talking, and she was talking about how much she likes the Law of One, and she's just starting to learn about the Elohim stuff. And I told her, hey, Jim McCarty is going to be on Whole Planet Healing tonight. This is not Whole Planet Healing, right? Did you figure that out? Elizabeth?
I muted myself, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Jim McCarty, we have another number, just so I get this straight.
Oh,
at 7 o'clock.
Write that down.
At 7 o'clock, we switch to another number. And
would
that's
you like
one...
me to get on at that time?
Well, if you want to meet Jim McCarty.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And you have the number?
Hi, says.
712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound.
Thank you.
Did you get it, Elizabeth?
I did. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Elizabeth, what kind of equipment do you have?
Radio wave frequency machines, pulsed electromagnetic, ionic foot soaks, and different various beds for resting and helping the body repair.
Yeah. So, what are you using?
I was hoping you have a cold laser.
Oh, yes, that too.
Do you? You
yes.
Got cold? Yeah. Have you got any good frequencies for dizziness?
I'd have to go through a whole ordeal with you in order to figure that out. You'd have to find the root of that.
Yeah. Well, I had a stroke back in 2009, in August of 2009. It was really hot, and I didn't fall down or anything. I just was dizzy. I didn't feel bad. I was just dizzy. And I've been dizzy since August of 2009, but starting the first of this year, actually the fifth, I had 13 damn strokes, 2 heart attacks, I had pneumonia, and I had cysts of the blood. So, you know, I'm lucky to be here. All that stuff is pretty well dissipated, except the dizziness is much worse. That's my only real problem right now.
Probably something to do with the equilibrium in the brain. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely upstairs somewhere. Something's going on. That's
the left and the right brain. Just start seeing it bridging back and forth and bending, and just imagine that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Well.
Elizabeth, do you have appetite?
Pardon?
Do you have a website?
Well, kind of. It's called SeahorseCoveMinistries.org, I think. Or no, .net. Well, somebody else has built it for me, so it's not really that much in there. But basically, I have people that come to me, have already researched about the kind of equipment I have, and they go, oh my goodness, we found our candy store. And they come in, and they're just thrilled. They already know about this, or they've had a friend that's come in and had good things happen. So it's just about frequencies and adjusting our frequencies. We're fine-tuned instruments, and we get out of key sometimes.
Have you ever heard of a Therify machine?
Pardon?
Therify, Therapi.
I have not, no.
Look it
up. Did you ever hear of a biophoton?
Yes, biophoton. Yes, yes, I have one of those.
Yeah.
You do?
You have a photon?
I do.
Is it a proton genius by chance?
No, I don't have that.
Okay.
No, that's not a photon. Art is thinking.
That's Ed Skilling stuff. Ed Skilling.
Yeah, Ed Skilling, Phoenix.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, you are sharp.
Look up that Therify, though, if you get a chance. That's pretty interesting.
Can you spell it?
Therapi. And look up and put behind that Dan Winter.
Dan Winter. Okay, I'll research that. Thank you.
Yeah, he lives in France now because the FDA was going to lock him up. But.
There's another really interesting guy, and that's Dan Dial, and he's up in Shelton, Washington, and he's invented some amazing things. So
really?
He's also someone to consider.
Where in Washington?
Shelton. Towards the
where
beach.
Is that? Where is that
outside
near?
Of Olympia, west of Olympia.
Okay. Where is that, on the coast?
Yes. Olympia's up I-5. Shelton's towards the coast, but it's not on the coast. But Dan dialed molecular enhancer.
Interesting. We have a biophoton. I mean, a photon genius we have.
You do. Those are beautiful. Yes.
Yeah. And Terry uses it. You know, she I told you about that cancer thing, right?
Right.
So we raised money from our group, and it's one of the things we spent the money on.
Yay, and, that was a good buy.
I was reading about it, and all the people, the photon genius.
Yes.
It was very impressive.
Yeah, I don't have that, but I have things that kind of add up to it. I'm able to help people almost to that level, but I don't have the money or the funds to get that.
Yeah.
But the one of the machines that I have that's really cool is called Pulse PEMS. I call it the Vroke because you wrap it around an area where you have troubles, especially for the stroke. It would totally help with that. It helps repair the body. It sends your blood to that area to help it repair. It's beautiful. It's amazing. So a lot of people are pain-free from using that.
I think it's called a Pulse EMF, right?
Yes, PEMF.
Yeah.
And the man who makes those is Michael Davis in California.
Yeah. I had tried one of those. A friend of mine, in fact, some of you may remember her. She was on our show, Kathleen Rosenblatt. When we were in L.A. area, she demonstrated it on us. And it's like you put this big magnet around yourself, electromagnet, and then as it pulses, things in your body pulse that are magnetized. And it just kind of stimulates everything.
Well, the way I understand it is that it actually draws in the blood cells that heal that area. So all it does is an attractor of your certain kind of a blood cell that does all the work.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know what was happening. I just knew I could feel the pulses. You know?
Well, I have a lot of people, like a fellow that came in, he couldn't use his left arm whatsoever after a stroke. And then he used it like 3 or 4 times. And then he goes, can I start taking your chairs? Because all my chairs were like, I run everything off of hardly anything. I got these chairs at $3 a piece, and they were pretty messed up. So he took them all and reupholstered them, and they're good chairs now, and because he got his arm back.
We're all going to come up there and move in with you, you know.
Bring your head chilling machine. Do
they have cheap motels in Lafayette?
Well, kind of a poor little town. There's all kinds of bed and breakfasts around. Oregon is starting to get lots of those. Big wineries all around. So.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Okay.
Where is Lafayette?
In Oregon. It's near Portland.
Salem or Portland are?
No.
I'm about 30 miles southwest of Portland and about 25 miles southwest of Salem, too, kind of.
Oregon.
Yeah.
It's where they moved the spruce goose.
The spruce goose?
The spruce goose is in McMinnville, Oregon. We have a big air museum here, and they have all kinds of stuff.
That's cool.
They still have the spruce goose there?
Yes, we do.
I thought it was in Long Beach. Wasn't it in Long Beach
for
a long time?
But many years ago, they moved it here to McMinnville, Oregon. You can do research. It's pretty cool.
It was next to the Queen Mary.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I saw it. I was there.
Now it's in my hometown.
Yeah. Well,
I think she's the first person from Oregon on our calls, isn't she?
I don't know. Anybody else from Oregon?
On the whole planet healing, we have.
I invited some people, but I really had a hard time trying to figure out how to get on. I called every number I could figure out, and finally I got through.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't quite understand who to call or how. But I didn't give up.
We have some people from Oregon on Whole Planet Healing. So, who is in their kitchen?
I am. That's why I'm going to put it on mute.
Who is that?
It sounds like you're tearing it up, but nothing else.
Is that Helen?
No, it's Elizabeth to me.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, you're a new guest. You should be more polite.
I know. I'm going to put it on mute now.
That's all right. We're enjoying talking to you.
I'm hungry. I got to make food.
Uh-huh.
I'm too skinny not to eat.
Okay. But I was going to tell a story earlier before Elizabeth interrupted. And who's giggling now? Art's not giggling. Well, you know, the famous story of when my sister was in the hospital and had that operation, and then she was released to a rehabilitation home, and I decided I was going to call her every day because I hadn't stayed in very good touch with her. But, you know, I called her, and I had no idea what to talk to her about. Right? It's like everything I'm into is, you know, about 10 miles away from her normal reality. So I got on the phone, and I said, okay, Joanne, I'm going to tell you a joke. And I told her the joke. And then I said, all right, you have to tell the nurses the jokes. And I'm going to call you every day. I'm going to tell you a joke, and you have to repeat it to the nurses. And she got so popular, the nurses would all come around and say, what's the joke for today, Joanne? She had never been so happy, really. I mean, she was always quite serious and, you know, kind of somewhat sick all the time. So I called it the cheer-up committee. And then, you know, after about 3 weeks in the rehabilitation home, she had to go for tests to see if the cancer came back. So they did the tests, and my brother-in-law called me up, and he said, something really strange happened. They checked her, and there was no cancer, but they kept saying there was something wrong with the test because her lupus disappeared. And he said, what do you think happened? That's when I did a channeling with the Elohim, because I asked them if they would help her, and they said they would. And so I said, okay, how did you guys do that? And they answered, we put a filter into her blood, and we took the lupus out. And then they said, you know, if you didn't do the cheer-up committee, we couldn't have done it. Now, that is a very profound piece of information there, because we get the idea that they could do anything they want anytime and wave their magic wand and something can change down here. But the cheer-up committee made my sister so happy that she could receive the healing. So That's why we're telling you jokes, Art, okay?
Yeah, that's good.
Isn't it a good story? Now, who do we have mumbling in the background? So we've gotten this far into the show. We have never done a show like this before. But usually we've never done any show like we did it before, okay? And is there anything anyone wants to say before I meet everybody? Who is that?
This is David.
David.
Valerie's daughter has lupus.
And she does.
We've been trying to heal her for a long time. Can we heal Valerie's daughter?
Now, I was just reading about it. Now, I'll tell you something, and that is, you know, that healing came through Daphne. And that was in the first 6 months Dave, do you know the story of my yes. connection with the Elohim? You know,
yes,
first there was
yes.
first there was Daphne, and then there was Terry, right?
Right.
And I asked them. I said, you know, that healing seemed to happen so easily. How come we're not having healings one right after the other?
Right.
And they said, well, Daphne had a better configuration for getting the energy into the physical than Terry did. And,
wow.
When we look at what looks like miracles and we think that there's these guys on the other side that can wave their magic wand and make something happen, it's more complicated than that. And what I have learned is it has to do with stepping down the frequencies from the higher realms into the physical. And the Elohim is a very, very high frequency. And they have a lot of juice they can put into something. For example, Kimberly. You know who Kimberly is, right?
I don't.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Oh, you don't?
Thank you.
Sure.
She's the one that heals people all the time.
I mean,
okay.
I would schedule a session with Kimberly if I wanted a healing like that.
Right.
Because Kimberly is, you know, Kimberly is the person that healed Terry. And,
well,
what they did is they configured a whole team that went all the way from the Elohim to, like, deceased doctors on the other side. And,
right.
and a couple evangelists. And
yeah.
this is the trick of how they get the energy into the physical, okay? And
right.
you know, it's very interesting. Carla Ruckert had the very same experience.
I know.
Not with healing. Yeah, Carla Ruckert channeled the Ra group. And I know Elizabeth was a big fan of Carla Ruckert's. And if you know the story of Carla Ruckert, you would know she was channeling the Ra group for about 3 years. And it came up with 5 books of some of the most profound channelings that have ever been in this realm. And they're printed, but they're also available for free on llresearch.org, llresearch.org.
Okay.
And they told her, you know, it was very interesting because they told her that they needed a configuration of 3 people to bring them in.
Oh.
And there was Don Elkins, there was Jim McCarty, and there was Carla. And then they made this whole arrangement of items that were in Carla's church and put it at her head. And that helped Carla be grounded. And so for 3 years, they're channeling Ra. And Ra is extremely high. And then after 3 years, Don Elkins died. And after Don Elkins died, he was the one that was asking the questions. They couldn't bring in Ra, they couldn't bring in Ra anymore. Okay? But what they did, they didn't do it. The other side did it. They made a configuration of 3 steps down. At the very top, there was Ra. The next step down was Lotway, and the next step down was Hatan. And so this new configuration was called Quo, Q-U-O, and they're still channeling Quo. And Quo is different than Ra, in the sense that Ra is very terse and very to the point. And Quo is a lot more lovey-dovey.
I see.
And yeah. And Jim McCarty, who was there, he was one of the three people and became Carla's husband, is going to be on Whole Planet Healing in 9 minutes, okay?
Wow, okay.
So,
we got to remember.
Yeah. And so I'm just letting you know. So this whole idea of stair-stepping the energy from the other side is a very interesting idea because I had to learn it because, you know, when that healing happened for my sister, I thought we were going to be doing all kinds of healings. But when Daphne left, that energy wasn't there. And Terry probably comes from a higher place than Daphne. But nobody could accuse Terry of being grounded. She is grounded in her own way. Terry, stand up for yourself. Come on.
Right, so we talk all about this stuff, you know, and we talk about Terry and Carla Rucker and all this, and everything we need to do, and hopefully we're ascending, quote-unquote, you know, but how do we, in our everyday life, do all this to where we're going to be safe in the long run? I just got done listening to a guy, you know, Stuart Wilde wrote The Infinite Self, 33 Ways to Tame the Ego. So I think, you know, all these, some of these ailments are created by the ego getting way too much of its own way. Okay, we poison ourselves, and it becomes toxic, and it turns into medical problems and everything else. So we got to drop the red meat. We got to drop the... So that's, I think, kind of coinciding with your last guest. What's your name again, Melissa?
I think you have to ease the dis-ease with meditations and proper meditations, connecting the heart and the mind in order to put it to the light.
Right.
And you don't put it to the light and get rid of it. What you do is you put light into the darkness because it has to have a duality.
Oh, I see.
And so you have the duality, and you have the duality of your heart and your mind, and you put the two all together, and you have to only do it in the light of God, of Source, and then only things can change and diminish in your body and your mind, which clear what things happen in your body for as far as disease and sicknesses. They all come out, aches and pains, because of the chakra area, which needs clearing.
I see, right.
I mean, David, I'm going to tell you something that when I first wrote The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, there was an emphasis on this idea of ascension, and there was going to be some kind of event, and it was going to...
The event happened in 2008.
Yeah. Well, the event...
And that's when the veil was lifted.
The event continues to happen, okay?
Yeah, it continues to happen for every and each person, but that's when the big thing happened for the whole world so that we could start to change.
Yeah. But in any case, there's a lot of people saying things that are not completely in alignment with what our sources say. So I'm not going to say we're right and they're wrong. There's people talking about the event. They're talking about there's going to be this one big plop and people are going to ascend and other people are going to not ascend. And that's not what our sources are saying. Our sources are saying everything is being configured moment by moment. And how it turns out is how it turns out. I'll tell you, if a lot more people were listening.
Everyone's path is different. Just like a tree.
Yeah.
A tree has has a source and a bottom, but then it's got tons and tons of branches and ways. And like us, all of us people, we all have different ways, but we all come from one source.
Yeah.
And there's all different ways of learning and getting to where you want to go. There's all kinds of roads, and you make your choices. And then when you make your choices, that's what determines the change in path.
But you know, David, or everybody, in our archives, we have talked and asked questions about so much of this stuff. We have had numerous conversations on what happens when you die, how to have the best death, how it feels on the other side, how to make good choices. And, you know, our sources say, you know, it's not necessarily a better choice to ascend than to stay here. In other words, it's not like you have to worry, I'm going to fail. If you worry that you're going to fail, that's an energy that will bring that in.
Right.
The biggest thing is to live your life each day. And I will tell you, the people that are coming...
Your feelings manifest, which happens.
The people that are coming into Whole Planet Healing every day are having a whole shift of energy. I mean, I've watched it.
Yeah.
Anybody want to say, you know, let's have somebody who comes into Whole Planet Healing share something. Anybody want to share something?
We're all one. Anything that you see in someone else is also in you.
Yeah, but that's not what I asked for. Who wants to share something about Whole Planet Healing? All right. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be disrespectful there, but I wanted David to hear, for people, this is like we're giving people, it seems like to me, we're giving people something awesome, but I usually can't tell them that what we're giving them because they won't believe me, and not everybody gets it, okay?
This is Don. This is Don. I'm on the Whole Planet Healing calls. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just a real pleasant higher frequency to be at. It's just actually, it's the like the feeling and frequency I'd like to be at like most of the time. So it's like a chance to practice and just be at that frequency and learn to carry it for the rest of the day. So.
Yeah, it's like you get used to being at a higher energy, at a more expanded level, and before you know it, you start to hold it more in your life. I wanted to read this testimonial from Jennifer, because she really said it really well. Whole Planet Healing is astounding. We have a wonderful group assembled. It's amazing how we hit the ground running. It takes almost no time to bring our sources in. I can feel them with us. This is the most amazing thing I have ever been involved with, and I didn't even know this was possible. This has made a huge difference in my life. I want to thank you and Terry for everything you do for the group. We are learning with your leadership how to bring these energies into our lives for the betterment. I don't know how you do it night after night. I don't know either. Sometimes I fall asleep. But I find myself waiting for 10 o'clock every night. The greetings we give each other are so uplifting. It warms my soul. This is what I've been looking for my whole life. I love you and Terry, and I'm eternally grateful that you have come into my life. Just participating in this call has lifted me. And, you know, I'm not doing it. We are working. Get this, David. Get this, everyone. We are really having a co-creation with these sources on the other side. They come into the call, and they connect with each person individually. And you can't get any better than that. You can't. It's like your crown chakra opens up, your energies open up, And it's like what you read about, and there it's happening on the call. And on that note, we're going to go there right now. So I'll see you, Dave.